Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we know it's been a while. Well, it's been probably over a year since the last episode of GI Radio, but we're back, and we're back with a new lineup. I'm Matt O'Connell, the only familiar voice, at least to start the show, and we are joined by the new co-publisher, I think is his title. Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, of GopherIllustrated.com. Anyway, if you've been paying attention to GI or Gopher football and basketball over the last year plus, this is somebody you know and should be familiar with, and that's Matt Jessen Howard. Matt, how are you doing today?
Good, good. I just got out of a 2.5-hour accounting lecture, so talking Gopher football certainly beats that. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent news. Well, it's good to have you on, and I guess we can just jump right in. We are expecting to have Ryan James, who is, in my opinion, in the opinion of anybody who probably knows basketball, the foremost expert in not only Minnesota basketball, but high school basketball in this state and AAU basketball around. I mean, nobody knows more than Ryan. He should be joining us later. We should be having a special guest here shortly who we won't spoil the surprise on who it is, and you never know whom else might jump on. So I guess, Matt, what's kind of the latest going on right now in Gopher football recruiting? That's what the trail you've been on lately. I know you hit some camps up. I know you've been around and trying to build up some contacts because this is pretty new to you. But, you know, what's the big story? What's the big headlines right now in terms of Gopher football recruiting?
July 18th and July 19th, there were two big Gopher football camps. July 18th was the second, I think, second or third senior one-day camp. Lots of talent, lots and lots of talent. From guys like Bailey Edwards out of town, Tony Pulgin, the quarterback commit, was there. Tony looked great. J.D. Spielman was on campus for the first time in a while. J.D. really impressed me. He's tiny, but he's well-built, strong, and he's super quick. I wasn't too high on JD going into camp, but after camp he really impressed me. Elijah and Elisha Daniels were there as well. Elijah looked great. Elisha was out with I think he fractured a pinky or a finger at IMG 7v7 Nationals. Kamal Martin was there, and Kamal he's got an announcement coming up. Maybe within the next hour or so. Obviously Carter Coffin was there as well. So senior one-day camp was absolutely full of talent. Maybe the most talented Coach Kill camp to date. And then the very next day, there was the July 19th Junior Elite camp, which had even more talent. And the one person, or I guess there were three guys that I was really impressed with on July 19th at that Junior League camp. But Jermaine Johnson from Eden Prairie he's about 6'5 and 215, 220 pounds, but he looks like a receiver, and he is this super, super quick. First step, he gets from 0 to 60 really quick, and he's a guy Gopher fans should definitely have an eye on, should definitely look out for. I was talking to him the other day. He's very, quite highly complimentary of the Gophers. And then the other headliners at the Junior League camp, Trevor Kent, he was a tight end from Pittsburgh, Kansas, an area where Coach Kill used to coach. He has a lot of connections there. Kent loves his experience here. Eric Rossmiller was an offensive lineman from Lakeville South. Didn't have the best day, but he's someone that Gopher Illustrated has already had a story on. Gopher fans are familiar with him. Richard Bowens III from Michigan is a corner who picked up an offer at camp. The staff also saw him at Sound Mind, Sound Body. And I think Josh Helmholtz is scheduled to talk with us later on the show, and maybe Josh can give his feedback on Bowens as well. But just all in all, a lot of talent. Another guy I'm missing is Alex Kleinow from Iowa City West, who's a lineman who was dominant, and another lineman who was dominant was Marshall lineman Blaise Andrews. So sorry for the long list of elite campers. That's kind of a list of who I've seen and who Gopher fans should be familiar with.
Well, that's no problem going long, because that's what you're here for, is to tell us who these guys are, and it's a nice change from the days of the Glenn Mason camps, and you might get one or two guys who you've even heard of.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't rip Coach Mason. I mean, it's just going back years. It's just a nice change to see. I guess one of the guys you brought up early and that I'm interested in, for obvious reasons, if you know me, is I'm an Eden Prairie grad, so I always like to hear about J.D. Spielman and Carter Coughlin. I guess I want to hear a little bit more about J.D., what kind of impressed you, and compare and contrast maybe a little bit with Philip Howard, the commitment already that the Gophers have, because they're both kind of athletes. I know a lot of people kind of say it was maybe one or the other because they might be looking at similar positions. I know, if I remember right from your reports, those are guys who matched up a little bit in camp. Tell me a little bit about what you saw that impressed you on both those guys and kind of where you think the Gophers currently stand with J.D.
Yeah, well, they actually didn't match up in camp. Philip was working out of the slot receiver, as was J.D. At the prior camp, Philip was working out of the corner, where he was impressive. But Philip really, really impressed me as a slot receiver. And I got to think that's where he'll end up. He's super, super quick in and out of his breaks. His hands maybe need a little bit of work, but, I mean, that should be expected for a guy who plays quarterback in high school. But Philip Howard, extremely quick, he really impressed me. One of the best receivers there. I was talking to Tony Poljan after camp. He was highly complimentary of Howard as well. And J.D. Spielman. Spielman is, he's watching his film. I mean, he's quick, but he didn't look like elite in terms of straight line speed. But I don't think he does have elite straight line speed, although he is fast. But he's even more quick, and he's super elusive. Corners were trying to hit him at the line because they knew that they couldn't keep up with him. And I mean he would even elude that. He makes people miss in the open field. JD was he was quite impressive, I thought.
All right, and Matt, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here. Looks like we have our first guest here, and you brought it up a little bit earlier. I believe, because I don't have a way to screen this, but I believe that Josh Hemholt, who's the Midwest Rivals, Josh, I completely forgot your title. It's been so long since I've talked to you, but Josh Hemholt from Rivals.com is on here. Is that correct? Is that who I got here?
Yep, that's me.
Josh, how's it going? It's been a while since you and I have talked, but I know Matt was able to grab you here. Talk about some of these guys that the Gophers have had in camp. So what's new in your world there, Josh?
Well, starting to transition from camp season into the high school football season. Look at some of these top high school football matchups that we'll see out here in the fall. But right now, just trying to get a little rest and kind of catch back up to where everybody is in the recruiting process, filter out some of these final summer decisions as we kind of gear up for the high school and college football season.
Yeah, and I know a guy that specifically we brought you on to talk about, and we were hoping that he was going to join us. He hasn't quite made it yet. Is a guy you saw at Sound Mind, Sound Body. He's a high school quarterback, but an athlete in terms of recruiting, and that's Kamal Martin out of Burnsville High School. What did you see out of Kamal when he was out there? And I guess, what are your thoughts on where he can kind of translate to, be it at Minnesota or Eastern Michigan or wherever he ends up?
Well, I think you hit on the main point right there, is what position does he best project to at the college level? And I think that question is why he did not generate a lot of early offers, but on the same token, why he will continue to generate interest from colleges all the way up until National Signing Day. It's not that he can't project to a position in college, it's which position does he project to best. Junior film shows, definitely skill set at the quarterback position, When I saw him last month at Sound Mind Sound Body Camp over by Detroit, he played exclusively wide receiver, and he definitely, in my opinion, projects to the college level at that position as well. I thought what I read, you know, what Matt had put up about his camp experience at Minnesota was perfect what the Gophers did. They worked him at tight end. They worked him at wide receiver. They flipped him over to defense, worked him at the end, and worked him at linebacker. He's a guy who you can bring into the mix and allow to play, you know, see where he's going to benefit your team best a year or two down the road when he's ready to contribute at the college level.
Yeah, and
I'll another
just,
guy that
I jump in there and say, Kamal's offer, it kind of was that athlete, but right now I think that the staff is thinking that he'll be a tight end. Coach Kill had, he was walking around Kamal, I think, from tight end, linebacker, and defensive end, and Coach Sherrill and Carter Coughlin were working out as outside linebacker, doing some footwork and some hitting stuff after camp. But I think that his offer will be to play tight end, and that's where he'll start if he were to be a Gopher, kind of a la Duke and Yanwu, who played quarterback in high school as well and made the transition to tight end.
All right, Matt, you led me nicely in there, gave me a nice transition in there. And, Josh, you know, I don't want to beat you up too much on this because I know you get beat up on our boards enough, but, you know, where are you with – how much have you been able to see of what Carter Coughlin has done this summer? I mean, I know, you've taken a lot of shots and continues to go on Carter and where he's rated by Rivals.com. But I don't want to beat you up on that, but, you know, just basically what are your thoughts on Carter and what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, well, you know, I'd rather take the shots and get it right than make guesses, and that's the way we're always going to approach it. Carter's one camp that he attended in the spring was the Nike camp, which was the same day as our Rivals camp in St. Louis, and you know, he chose to go to the Nike camp, and that's fine, you know what I mean? It just didn't give us a chance to see him. Other people did get a chance to see him. So, really, you know, all throughout the spring, we never got a chance to see Carter. Last evaluation we had on him was junior film. Now, we were not out at the opening. Nike, since we partner with Under Armour, doesn't give us that type of access to the opening, so we weren't invited out there to cover that. But I was able to see it on television, and some of our other guys were able to, too. So, can we get some questions answered on that? We'll be reviewing that film, certainly here, before we update the rankings for the 2016 class later in August, and we may be able to answer some questions there that may be able to, you know, reevaluate his ranking. But obviously he's ranked as the number one player in the state of Minnesota. He's ranked very high in the linebacker rankings, position rankings. We think a lot of Carter, but our last evaluation of him, solid evaluation, was back in the fall. And we'll get another evaluation of him this coming fall during his senior year and in the All-Star game. So we got multiple ranking evaluations to come on. I know fans want instant rankings updates, but then obviously you get the yo-yo effect, and then they complain that guys are bouncing all over the place. So this is the way we've always done it. We'll stick to that because that's the most, the way with the best integrity is to, you know, rate guys off of our evaluations and not guess on guys' rankings.
Right, and I think we can all respect that, and I certainly do. And I mean, you know, it's good. I guess a good reminder for people that we don't want to jump to conclusions here at Rival.com because, you know, I think it's probably you get more the other way. You're going to get a lot more heat the other way if a guy's a 4-star and then suddenly drop down to 3. Then if it takes a little longer to get him up to that 4-star level, if that's where he belongs. Before you joined us, Matt brought up a kid who was at camp. Picked up an offer late, and that's 2017 defensive back Richard Bowens, who's out of your home state of Michigan. Tell me a little bit about Richard and what you know about him and kind of if you know anything about currently where the Gophers stand with him.
Yeah, he's honestly a guy that really has hit my radar just recently. And I went out and saw St. Mary's play this past year, and he just, you know, with the guys that were standing out there, KJ Hamler, who was obviously a highly rated guy in the 2017 class, they had a cornerback that time with Michigan State out of that 2015 class. So Bowens didn't make a lot of noise as a sophomore, during his sophomore season, has started to here this offseason. So Orchard Lake St. Mary's plays a game against Warren De La Salle. Should be a lot of Division I talent on the field. I believe that's mid to late September. So I'm looking forward to getting out to that one, get a little bit better view of Richard. Just a guy that I haven't had a chance to really evaluate that in depth yet. And really a guy whose stock has, you know, only climbed here recently. So and that's going to happen. I mean, you're talking about sophomores going into junior year of high school. You're going to have guys emerge and guys improve and grow physically and grow within their game. That's why, obviously, you know, obviously the way the college recruiting is going, there's a lot of early commitments and stuff like that, early offers being put out. But you're talking about guys who are many times in the infancy of their physical growth and development. And so you're going to have guys who, you know, improve and see their stocks take off going from year to year at this early in the process.
Right now, I guess I'll ask you one more general question. You know, you've seen the Minnesota class. I know you keep an eye on the things from the Midwest standpoint. What are your overall thoughts right now on the class that Jerry Kill is putting together for 2016, you know, which currently is loaded with guys from the Midwest, got a few Michigan guys, got our Michigan guy, an Illinois guy, and then mostly guys from here in state. What are you thinking with where he's, what direction he's going?
Yeah, and I've always been a big proponent of build your the base of your class in your own backyard, because those are the guys that understand your program, understand your traditions. Those are you've got the talent aspect, but you also have the team chemistry aspect. You also have the hard work and the way this team fits together, and getting guys out of your own home state. I'm a big proponent of that's where you build the base of your class, and then you go out and cherry pick the guys you want from places like Florida, you know, and maybe other places in the Midwest or down in Texas. And that's certainly what Minnesota has been able to do. You don't have maybe the Chantrell Henderson or somebody in this class for 2016, but it is a very deep class in 2016 in the state of Minnesota. And I think they've done a good job not only identifying which guys are Big Ten caliber guys in the state of Minnesota, but also locking those guys up and getting them to play for the Gophers.
Excellent. Hey, Josh, appreciate your insight, and you guys can find that on Rivals.com. And, Josh, if you need to, often stops by our boards. If you got questions for Josh, throw them up on the Gopher Report, and I'm sure he'll be by to answer them. So we appreciate your time, Josh.
Thanks for having me on.
And, Matt, we're going to sit. Matt, you still around? I know you were having some phone issues. You still there?
Yep.
All right, and I think we have our special guest here. Let me see. Caller, I'm bringing you right now. Is this Kamal Martin that I see joining us right now?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Hey, Kamal, how you doing? Matt O'Connell and Matt Jessen Howard here. Bringing on to talk a little recruiting. Thanks for joining us. I guess I'll start right off. You had a big weekend a couple weekends ago at Minnesota camp. I guess kind of tell me how that went for you. And I know you had to do a lot of positions. What were your thoughts on how things went for you over in Minneapolis?
I thought it went pretty well. I just went to go run around a little bit and just get a workout in, see the recruits in Minnesota. I heard that was the best camp Minnesota was holding, so I definitely wanted to check it out.
Okay, and, you know, it sounds like that Coach Kill kind of personally, from what we were told, Coach Kill kind of personally brought you around to different positions to work with some different coaches. Did that, kind of lead you to believe that you were pretty high on their radar and that they liked you a lot?
It did, yeah. It did, definitely. I mean, he showed a lot of love for me, and I really appreciated that and how the coaches pushed me up that day. So that was definitely something I thought about.
Okay, and then obviously not too long after that, the offer came. Was that, obviously, you're working towards this. You picked up a few offers now. Eastern Michigan, Northwestern State has offered recently. You know, was Minnesota the one you were looking for, or is it still a process for you at this point?
I mean, it definitely was the one I was looking for. I grew up watching the Gophers. I mean, I was a big fan. It's my dream school, so.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and I'll ask it. Where are you at with the process right now? I know you had committed to Eastern Michigan, which is a nice school, but where are you at right now with your recruitment?
Well, first, I would like to give thanks to God, family, and friends, and as I was praying on this decision past week, and I would also like to give thanks to the ENU program, but Coach Creighton really. He was a big part of this process and this decision. So, I mean, I would like to give my commitment to the University of Minnesota for the next 4 to 5 years. The coaching staff here is great. I believe it's the best fit for my family, and it's a great school academically. Really, really stood out to me. So.
Congratulations. That's, big news. I think that's great. Have you had a chance to talk with the coaches at Minnesota about your decision yet?
And we're all fired up about it and just ready to start it up.
All right. Matt, you got anything for Kamal?
Yeah, well, I mean, congratulations, Kamal. I know – just from, like Kamal said, from Coach Kill walking him around places, and I know he talked to Kill for a long time. He talked to Kill and Clay for a long time after camp. He got some work in with Coach Darrell. He talked with Reese, I think, for a little bit. So Kamal's a guy that they've definitely had their eyes on. He's a great athlete. I remember Elijah Daniels, like I said, he couldn't compete in the senior one day camp because of a finger injury. But I remember he asked me, who is that? Who is that? Like, he's going to tear up my brother. Like, look at him. Like he's huge, man. Like he's a beast. And he was pointing at Kamal. And I think that's kind of the presence that he gives off. Kamal is a legit 6'4", 215, 220 type of guy with really long arms. Broad shoulders, certainly can be able to put on a lot of weight. I think he could certainly be a playmaker at tight end in the future.
Thank you.
Kamal, is that where? Sorry about that. Kamal, I didn't mean to step on you, but Kamal, is that where currently the coaches see you as tight end? Is that where they've talked about you kind of transitioning to, or is it still kind of up in the air and see how things go?
Still up in the air, pretty much. I'm basically coming in as an athlete, and just wherever I grow into is the position I'll play.
Well, excellent. That's, what was the final, and obviously you talked about being close to home, you talked about some of the other things, but was there one kind of final, or one big piece that really put the Gophers over the top for you, and just, instead of deciding to kind of wait, or did you decide that this was, what made you decide that Minnesota was really the number one spot for you, and now was the time to do it?
Well, this coaching staff has been together for, I think, 131 years combined. So that's definitely a top five coaching staff in the whole entire nation. And their academic program is just top notch. It's nothing you could turn down. So.
All right, well, Kamal, that's great news. I appreciate you coming on to the show and sharing the commitment here and breaking it here on our show with us. And I'm sure Matt will be in touch with you shortly to go a little more in-depth. So congratulations. I'll let you go hang out and celebrate or enjoy this day.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Kamal.
All right.
So obviously, Matt, there was our big news that we're hyping with the big announcement of Kamal Martin, the newest Golden mm-hmm. Gopher. I guess now that he's kind of off, you broke down your thoughts, but anything else in depth on Kamal that maybe we don't want to do when he's sitting here with us about how you feel he might fit into the program?
Yeah, like I said, I kind of see him. I know he said he was offered as an athlete, but I kind of see him as a tight end. And figure that's where he ends up, kind of like Duke, like I said, where he's a really athletic guy who played quarterback for his high school. He started for Burnsville since he was a freshman. He is going to come in a little raw because he hasn't played tight end before. I think at Gopher Senior One Day Camp was his first time playing tight end at Sound Mind, Sound Body, and I'm not sure if he attended any other camps, but at those camps he was camping as a receiver. But he hadn't really played tight end before, and he certainly hadn't played linebacker or defensive end, the other positions that he was working at at the Senior One Day Camp. So he is going to come in a little raw, but that's not to take away the playmaking ability and the athleticism that could come one day when he's a Gopher. So maybe a redshirt year would be nice, and I think that they can afford that given the depth that they have at those positions. But Kamal's definitely a guy that I think Gopher fans should be excited about.
Excellent. I was gonna, I wanted to throw some more football questions at you, but we've got a, I wouldn't say a special guest, but we've got another voice joining us here. It's been a power-packed half hour or 25 minutes so far, and we're gonna keep it rolling here with a switch over to basketball. And Ryan James is who I hyped up a little bit before he joined us. Is now on with us. RJ, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on? What are you guys doing over there? Breaking news in the return. What's up?
Yeah, man, Kamal Martin out of Burnsville just came on the air and committed to the Gophers with us. So, I guess how we do it here at Gopher Illustrated is, we get big-time news out there as quick as we can. So,
well, that's awesome. The return, as the show was hyped up, the return has lived up to its billing. I like it.
And then, we've got a caller. I don't know what this is about. We have a caller here. This is, I don't even know. Let's jump in. I'll take them here, RJ, before I jump in on some hoops. I want to find out what this caller is all about and who this actually is. So hold on a minute. All right, caller from, I won't say your whole phone number, but 612-205. Who do we got here?
Hey, this is Deb Shepley from Burnsville, Minnesota here. Hey, we are so fired up about Kamal Martin. He is a great athlete. He's a great friend of the Shepley boys. My son Brett, Tucker, Jake, Marcus, we are so pumped. Anyway, just wanted to say, hey, that was a great pick by Coach Kill and his staff. You guys won't be disappointed. He's a one quality guy on and off the field. So just want you to know we're very excited for him. Woohoo!
All right, thanks, Deb, for calling in. That was awesome. We all look forward to having Kamal be a Gopher as well.
You betcha.
Man. Thanks. Yeah, that's awesome.
That was cool. That was cool. That was, we didn't even ask for callers. We got one. So, RJ, we got about, unfortunately, about 2.5 minutes left in the live show here. And then for those of you listening, we'll go over to the podcast for about 15 more minutes. So certainly check that out on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll get the links up to you. But, RJ, the evaluation, the summer evaluation period has just ended. I know you've been all over the country watching players, but and we can hear about those guys another time or your travels another time. Like specifically, where was Coach Pitino and the rest of the coaches during this period?
Well, the first, if you were going to ask where were they were pretty much everywhere. Trying to figure out where they are at all times, you had four guys and staff, and they covered the country because that's how they're pretty much recruiting, and then that's kind of how the top guys really break down. At guard position, they're trying to grab Shamari Pons out of New York, and they saw him as much as they could. And they're looking at another guy, point guard, in addition to Pons. Tajon Lucas from Milwaukee. And then you go down to the southeast, they've been following Eric Curry, who is a kid from Arkansas, as a power forward, a great fit for them. They watched him with pretty much a full staff, I should say three guys, early on Thursday in the 8th, which is the event with the Vegas Classic in Las Vegas. And then, of course, Reed Nico is another guy that they offered locally that they've been following. And it's just, there's a big group, they're casting a big net, but while casting a big net, they've also zeroed in on certain guys that they're really focused on for this class. And, of course, they also watch Michael Hurt, who's committed. But, they're going to have to get two more. And you never know with roster fluctuation, how rosters keep moving. They could be getting three more, and they're really casting a big net. But they've also zeroed in on certain guys. And I would say Pons, of course, Amir Coffey, who's not playing right now. He's another one that they're really focused on. Curry, Reed, Nico. But there's still more. I mean, there's other guys that were in Vegas that I didn't see that they also watched. So a lot of names out there, but we're going to be running through them this week and next week at Gopher Illustrated, just going through all those top guys. Just today alone, I got a story up with Shamari Pond talking about his recruitment, talking about how he fits with the Gophers. And Bakari's brother, Tagabe, is another guy that's really hit this month, and the Gophers watched him Saturday with Coach Pitino. So, yeah, there's just a bit of the names, a lot going on.
All right, well, guys, we're down to the final 10 seconds, so thanks for listening live, and the rest of, like I said, 15 more minutes with Ryan in the podcast. All right, we got that in under the wire. Good timing, Ryan. I don't know if you did that on purpose, but it was excellent.
it was just a feel, man. It was just my feel, I guess.
It's fantastic. You know, I guess, you know, go a little more in depth. I guess the guy that maybe I wouldn't say surprised me that he hasn't committed yet, but, I mean, is there anybody close? I mean, I thought Reed may have, you know, already pulled the trigger, but you obviously are more contact with these guys than I ever will. Where are they at? I mean, are we close to seeing another commitment? Are is this going to be a process that's going to drag out as the season keeps going?
Well, as far as, you know, first of all, you got to kind of look at it in two parts. First of all, the local guys. Reed, I mean, he's been gone, you know, all month. So he really hasn't had a chance to sit down, look it through his options, and, you know, talk about what he's going to do. He hasn't gone home to sit with mom to discuss what he's going to do. He's been on the road with his coaches and his teammates for so long, trying to build up that interest, become a better player, you know, against this national level of talent. You know, with offers from, you know, I'm pretty sure it's Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, the high majors. You know, more could come. Right now, staffs are regrouping from their travels, sitting in meetings, discussing what they want to do. You could see a couple more come into him. In the same breath, Reed's probably going home and sitting with his mom and discussing, you know, do I want to go to Minnesota and get this over with right now? Do I want to visit the other schools and see if they're a better fit? Because both Iowa and Missouri, while they're not right down the street from his mother, they also are, you know, they're not that far away. You know, they're a full morning's drive. So, you know, I think Minnesota has a great chance at Reed Nico, but he just, you know, it depends on what he wants to do. And you got to remember, he lost his father 2 years ago to cancer. I believe it was cancer. And, you know, him and his mom are really tight. So, you know, and she went to the University of Minnesota. You know, so how far he wants to be with him or her is also going to be a factor here. And that's something they'll discuss, I'm sure, afterwards. So, and also Tejon Lucas, he's a guy from Milwaukee, 4-hour drive from here. Excuse me, 5.5-hour drive from here. He just got an offer from Illinois. He had Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and a few others. I had all his games. Are they going to offer him? And then what does he do from there? But that's the local guys. If they were to commit somewhere local, your national guys, they gotta get sit down and plan visits. But some of these guys, if they're going to go visit a school that's halfway across the country, that's not something a lot of people have the money to do until they take the official at the end of August and early September. So you got to wait for that to happen. So,
how about, you know, you brought up Shamari. I know you had a story up on the front page on him today. You know, you mentioned a little bit that he wasn't always bringing up Minnesota before, but that seems to have kind of changed. Where do you feel the Gophers stand with him right now?
Well, personally, I think Minnesota's always been there. I mean, you get a kid like Shamari who's in New York, every single time he turns around, someone's asked him a question. You know, and I think sometimes they become numb to it, so they just, oh, I'm hearing from him, blah, 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 blah. But when I talked to him, I actually had him in a calm, chilled state. He said, you know, he wasn't in a rush. He wasn't sweaty, getting things done. When I talked to him, he was cool, relaxed, and he just thought about his answers. And I think Minnesota's always been there. He's a perfect fit for them. I'm telling you, there's not nobody else that plays the way there's no other team out there that is a better fit for him than Minnesota. Now, are there teams that are as good fits? Maybe. I mean, I guess I'm not really familiar if Chris Mullin's going to be playing the up-and-down style that Richard Pitino is. But I know when I watch Shamari Ponds, this dude's the first, you know, the second the other team gets the ball, second it transitions to the other team, he pounces on that guy no matter where it is on the floor. He's a full-court trapping point guard. He's a top-of-the-zone attack guy. He's a transition-pushing type player. He's perfect for this system. And that's something I know he knows. He's talked about that. He knows that's the way Pitino plays. And he's got to figure out if Minnesota is right for him. And I think they'll be there to the end. Now, the one thing he did say he was going to visit, he always said that in the spring, but today he was kind of, I said, how was the visit? Excuse me, are you going to visit? He kind of said, yeah, I'd like to, but I'm not sure yet. And I take from that is they have to set the visit up before you can say, yes, I'm going to visit. So,
Saw some balls in the air there, but sounds like they're at least in a position to go after and get a high major prospect like that. That obviously would be a good fit.
Top 52.
That's good news.
I mean, that's a 45th ranked player in the nation who is probably going to be moving up.
And that's obviously great news for Gopher basketball. I guess let's transition a little bit towards this coming season. You know, the team's getting ready to head off to Spain to play some games. You know, what do you see with these new guys coming in and some of the changes they've made? What can we expect out of Patino's team this year?
You know, it's going to be interesting because the pressure's off. This is going to be a team that's not going to be expected to do tons. So you have the pressure off. But you got to think, first of all, you have some experienced guys back, though. You have three guys returning that played a ton of minutes in Nate Mason, Carlos Morris, and Joey King. If Carlos Morris is said to be pretty, very much improved. Well, he averaged 11 points a game last year, even despite getting taken out of the starting lineup at the end of the year. If he averaged 11 points a game. If he can improve the way that they want him to, he could have a great year and lead this team somewhere that people didn't expect. I want you to think back to 2004-2005, which was our first year covering Gopher basketball at GI. Or actually, me, you, and Aaron's first years covering GI at all as a team. And nobody expected anything out of them. But all of a sudden, Aaron Robinson, Vince Greer, Dan Coleman, you know, Brent Lawson, and Jeff Hagan led them to the NCAA tournament. Nobody expected that. There's two new names and three guys, three veterans. Nobody expected that. Well, you look at it this year, nobody expects, you know, Joey King and Carlos Morris, the seniors, to come in and be huge big-time all Big Ten, second and third team players. Nobody expects that. But, I mean, Jeff Hagan, nobody expected it either, and he became an all Big Ten player to some degree. Same with Vince and the recruits. Vince Greer did the same thing. Well, I'll tell you what, out of Jordan Murphy, Dupree McBrayer, and Kevin Dorsey, that's like out of a threesome. In the last 20 years, the only threesomes that can compare to that are Bobby Jackson, Courtney James, Quincy Lewis, DeVoe Joseph, Colton Iverson, Ralph Sampson, and Trevor Blackley, Rodney Williams, Royce White. And those second two threesomes I mentioned, you know, those didn't quite pan out the way they wanted them to. But these three could. And if they can come in and give a solid impact and join with Nate Mason, who's probably going to be the leading scorer, who knows what this team is capable of? And I think that beginning of that process really starts with the trip to Spain.
And remind those of us who don't remember, when are they heading out to Spain? How long are they there? How many games are they planning to get in? That type of thing.
I don't know.
Not to put you on the spot.
I'm not exactly sure when they start practicing soon. I'm not exactly sure when they leave. I just want to say it's mid-August. I'm not – when the rule was they allowed six games in the past. I'm going to assume that hasn't reduced. So I'm going to say it's around six games. I can't remember how many Tubby and those guys played when they went to Canada. But, you know, what you can expect is a good couple weeks of practice, a good near 2 weeks on the road with the team playing five, six games, and a lot of it's playing together with the new guys. So –
No, and that's, you know, more than most teams get this time of year, so I think that's only obviously going to help this team. Ryan, I don't want to run over so we don't run out of time in the middle of the sentence, but this will not be our last episode of GI Radio. It certainly will not be the last time Ryan James joins us. We'll go probably a full show with him coming up in the coming weeks. So I appreciate everybody listening and joining back in. It was awesome to have a great number of callers today. Matt Justin Howard, Josh Hemholt, Kamal Martin, obviously, and then the Kamal Martin Fan Club out of Burnsville. That was great to have them call in. So thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you.